Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. Leading off today, Microsoft has detailed a serious macOS vulnerability that could allow malicious apps to bypass system privacy protections. Microsoft researchers refer to this as Exploit Lite, and the flaw exploited how Spotlight indexes plugin data to access sensitive files and Apple Intelligence metadata. Apple addressed the issue in an update to macOS in March, but users on older versions could still be at risk. Microsoft first alerted Apple to the exploit vulnerability upon discovery. The exploit targeted macOS's Spotlight search and its metadata indexing process. Malicious apps dropped specially crafted plugins in user-writable directories. Spotlight would then index those plugins and trigger an execution without user interaction. This allowed access to protected locations like your downloads folder or your Safari data. Apple Intelligence cache metadata could also be read under this vulnerability, and the exploit bypassed Apple's transparency, consent, and control protections due to a design flaw. This is an example of the security research process at its best. Microsoft discovered the vulnerability, reported it to Apple. Apple patched it with macOS 15.4 in March. Microsoft waited 4 months before disclosing the details of the vulnerability to the public to give Mac users ample time to update to the vulnerability fix. But if you haven't updated to macOS Sequoia 15.4, be sure to do that now by going to the System Settings app, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. Next up today, here's a wild story that you should treat with a little bit of skepticism for the time being. On Monday evening, a user on Twitter posted a pair of images that allegedly show someone using the unreleased iPhone 17 Pro walking through the streets of San Francisco. The images purportedly show someone filming an iPhone 17 Pro using an iPhone 16 Pro that for some reason has its Apple logo covered. The post on Twitter says that one of the people accompanying the man filming was a security guard trying to walk in front of the iPhone to hide it. There's no way to verify these claims, but a lot of what we can see in the images aligns with what we already knew about how Apple tests upcoming iPhones in the wild. In both photos, the iPhone 17 Pro is clearly inside a very thick black case, so you can't actually tell it's an iPhone. What gives it away, however, is the camera array on the back. One of the expected changes with the iPhone 17 Pro is that the camera bump will be turned into a camera bar that stretches across the top quarter of the phone. The three camera lenses will be on the left, while the flash and the LiDAR sensor will be stacked on top of each other on the right. In the images posted to Twitter, you can clearly see that redesigned camera bar with the right aligned flash and LiDAR sensor. So while this leak does seemingly corroborate Apple's plans to redesign the camera on the iPhone 17 Pro, the thick protective secret case prevents us from learning anything else about the new design. But perhaps the most interesting thing is just the sheer craziness of this leak. It's incredibly rare that we ever see an Apple prototype of a new unreleased iPhone in the wild. The most obvious example of this happening, of course, was when the iPhone 4 was left in a bar and ultimately ended up in the hands of tech blog Gizmodo. This leak isn't as dramatic as that one was, but it's still such a fascinating story, and you can hit the link in the show notes to see the images for yourself. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden, the trusted solution for password, passkey, and secrets management. Bitwarden helps individuals and businesses take control of their digital security with tools that make managing strong, unique credentials simple across all devices. That includes desktop, browser, iOS, Android, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. With features like end-to-end encryption, secure autofill, and enterprise SSO, Bitwarden protects you from phishing attacks and data breaches. Over 55% of people have abandoned logging into accounts because they forgot a password, and 60% say managing passwords is stressful. Bitwarden makes it easy with options like biometric unlock, password sharing, and the ability to manage logins, identities, and payment info across platforms. It even supports passkeys and secure sharing, all with zero-knowledge encryption. Check it out at the link in the show notes or at bitwarden.com. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Writing out today, iOS 26 adds a new opt-in filtering system to the Messages app that tucks away messages from unknown senders into a separate tab. Punchbowl News now reports that Republicans in Washington, D.C. are already freaking out about the fundraising implications of this new feature, warning that it could cost them up to $25 million per year in fundraising revenue. The memo was sent by the NRSC, or the National Republican Senatorial Committee, last week, coinciding with the release of the iOS 26 public beta. In the letter, the NRSC says the iOS 26 feature has profound implications for its ability to fundraise, mobilize voters, and run digital campaigns. We've talked about this feature before. After updating to iOS 26, the Messages app can sort messages from unknown senders into a separate inbox that's accessible via the filtering button in the upper right corner. These messages also bypass notifications. The feature, however, is opt-in, not opt-out. From the NRSC letter, quote, Apple's iOS 26 update introduces aggressive message filtering. Political texts, even from verified and compliant senders, will be treated as spam by default, silently sent to an unknown inbox with no alerts or notifications, end quote. But fundraisers appear to be a little confused about how the feature works. iOS 26 won't classify these text messages as spam. It will simply sort these messages into that unknown senders category, because that's exactly what they are, messages from unknown senders. Spam texts, however, are filtered into a completely separate inbox view altogether. In reality, this is one of the most practical and useful features in iOS 26, iPadOS 26, and macOS 26. And to be clear, the impact of this change will absolutely be felt by political fundraising groups on both sides of the aisle. It'll also impact marketing and promotional text messages from brands. Those brands and fundraisers will have to get more creative and innovative with how they reach people. But because the feature is opt-in rather than opt-out, that will undoubtedly help reduce the impact, at least immediately, on fundraisers and marketers. Still, I personally expect that this will be a popular feature once iOS 26 is released to everyone in September. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the other Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.